Well, for those of us who have seen the previous eight budgets, you'd have to say this one is very much a Bill English budget. No flights of fancy.
No, it's solid. It's all about value for money in the government, but more importantly about investing in what's a growing economy. So we've got some opportunities looking out to the future that we just didn't used to have.
You look at the infrastructure spend. Now, they're hardly going to be dancing in the streets with a big chunk of that going to updating the computer system at the Inland Revenue.
Well, they will be when they find out how much easier it's going to be to pay tax. I mean, just in the next wee while, we're going to have straight-through GST payments. So it's going to be increasingly about the tax machine handling the compliance costs and less of it on the taxpayer, particularly the small taxpayer.
Now, this innovation thing, you're spending, what, 750-odd million on that over the next 4 years. What do you expect to see out of that?
Well, look, that's just it's partly an expression of confidence in where the economy's going. It's diversifying. We're expecting to see the entrepreneurs, the scientists, get more support and up their efforts to produce the good ideas that are going to diversify this economy.
Housing is the area that people, I think, probably had a big expectation about. Not a lot there, $100 million to, what, free up some land in Auckland?
Oh, well, there's also a lot on new places in Auckland. I think there's about been 1,400 new places over the last couple of years, and we're financing another 750. This is part of what happens when house prices get a bit high. It puts a lot of pressure on the system, and particularly on our low-income households. So we've got to do what the government responsibility is, provide more social housing, and work with the councils just to get more houses.
You've got, obviously, not a promise, but a hope of the Prime Minister for tax cuts next year. Now, you said you won't be doing that without sustainable surpluses. They're not really sustainable at the moment, are they?
Well, that's one reason we haven't got tax cuts this year. The surplus is relatively small. But looking out to 2020, it's rising, so there's an opportunity there.
So you see perhaps that you'll be campaigning on tax cuts next year rather than announcing them in next year's budget?
Well, those are decisions for next year. You know, we've got a strong focus this year on investing in the economy so it does generate those surpluses that give us the choices.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks.